Rocco.
This is Big Bay Mornings.
Ready to ride. As we ride right into a Monday. Good morning, Bay Area. Thank you for waking up with the family. Just put the wraps on another Ghostbusters. With a happy ending, they will be going on another date. Sean, leave your boys at home and go out with Jenna, please.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, on a first date, you cannot invite other people. I mean, that's just not how you get to know somebody.
If you did miss it, it is available now anywhere you get your podcast. Just search Big Bay Mornings, and you could catch up on all the Ghostbusters and all the Love Traps. Every single one is up there for you. Again, anywhere you get your podcast. We're playing Secret Sound in 19 minutes from now. $1,200 inside the jackpot. So make sure you're here at 9:20. And plus, in a few minutes, we're going to play another round of Who Is Most Likely To. For example, who is most likely on the show to fall downstairs?
Who?
It's even between who? Art and Greg. They've both done it.
but who's done it last?
Yeah.
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Well, I do, and it was you there, oh. Producer Art. All right, hang on. We'll play next.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Big Bay Mornings. Wake up.
Yes!
On 99.7 Now.
Who on Big Bay Mornings is most likely to stay in bed all day long?
Benny.
Yeah.
Benny.
Agreed.
For sure. Benny.
Well, today I will be. Yeah, but I guess that's me. Saturdays, I could be in bed all day long. Okay,
yeah,
I'll take
that
one.
You're the one who always says you stayed in bed until like 12:30, eating mounds and mounds of Honey Nut Cheerios on a Saturday morning while watching movies. Like, I would never do that. I have to get out of bed when I wake up. I don't know why. I'm jealous that you can do that.
Do you are you the type that you hop right out and then you make your bed? Do you make your bed even on the weekends?
No.
Or every day? No. No? Okay. No. Like, my wife is like, as soon as we get out of bed, make it. I'm like, okay.
Oh.
Yeah. That's why you never get out. You don't want to make your bed.
Exactly.
You just never get out.
Who is most likely to be the last one standing at the end of the night? Who's going to...
toss up.
Nikki or Benny?
Yeah, one of
Nikki
the two.
Or
yeah.
Benny.
Saturday was Nikki for sure. Nikki could have kept going.
But she started
an
hour and a half later than we did.
And I didn't finish after I left your guys' place. So, but Benny and I were right there, eye to eye. I believe that we could probably... Yeah, I'd say it's the both of us.
I was still standing, though.
No, you weren't.
No.
That's standing on your head.
I was standing. The lights were on. It's just nobody was home, you know?
You were standing because Nikki and I were holding you up. That's why you were standing.
Yeah, I mean, you went out first, for sure, Art.
You
then
went
I was
to
next.
Bed, Greg. I was not lying. I saw you in
Greg,
bed.
No, hold on. But Greg
Art,
made a choice.
I remember the evening. You don't.
Well, you didn't fall down a flight of stairs.
That was your fault.
That's not helping you. That's not helping you, Art.
I don't remember. I hit my head.
Yeah, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, Saturday we had a fun little Big Bay Mornings barbecue at Greg's house. He hosted a little shindig, and it was fun. Nikki and I were dancing on Greg's coffee table. And you
sure
have like a
was.
Lazy Susan coffee table. That
yeah,
was
what's
fun.
That say? If you shouldn't have been doing
that. We were spinning.
As soon as Benny saw that it spun, he stood on top of it.
Yeah.
We were about one step away from being featured in a Dateline episode. You know, man found at bottom of stairs, people not sure what happened.
Who is most likely to call in sick to work? Greg.
Benny.
Oh. Benny.
Benny.
Why? What's
Benny.
Up on me?
Yeah,
it's
Benny.
Not on me.
You threatened
for sure,
to do
Benny.
It three times a day.
Yes.
Yeah, you used to threaten to do it all the time. All the time. Yeah, me. I haven't called in sick in God knows when.
15 years.
When
no,
Greg
well,
got a shot,
true.
Greg was going to do the show no matter what. Benny was like, yeah. I'm done for the week.
Okay, this one's Greg then. Who is most likely to take care of others? I feel like that's Greg. Right?
Greg,
you take care of others. Or Nikki. Yeah. Well, what do you mean? Nikki wasn't taking care of anybody on Saturday.
I'm sorry.
She
yes,
was
I did.
Us worse.
I put Mark to bed also and took off his shoes. But Greg and I feel like Greg would definitely take care of everyone, make sure that they're good. He's such a great host, too. Like,
you
absolutely killed it. It's going to be hard.
Nikki and I think, would be the caregivers.
Yeah.
Benny's the one that's most likely to be hanging out with the next door neighbors that he doesn't know. Like, oh, everybody's passed out over here. Let me go meet some new people. Hello, anybody around?
Y'all, Nikki left, and then you guys were all down. I'm like, all right, well, it's time to call an Uber. Let's go to the club. So, I have a question, though. Greg, I forgot to take a to-go plate. Are there any more pigs in a blanket or anything fun I can come by and grab? Because I don't have any food here.
Do you know how lucky we were that we did not get raccoons? We left so much food on the outside deck, on the table. Like, there was, I found a rib on the ground. There were pigs in a blanket on the table. Like, I am shocked we did not get visited by raccoons. But we did not. Nothing was torn up. But, yeah, and Nikki and I put all the food, a lot of the food away that was in the kitchen, in Tupperware, but we never put it in the refrigerator. So that made no sense. It's like, why did we go through the trouble of boxing it up, but then not refrigerate it?
Well, I remember Nikki was trying to be nice at one point. Greg, you were already asleep. Art was falling downstairs. And we were getting ready to go. You know, Nikki and I were the most coherent, for sure. And then she starts, like, picking up, you know, cleaning up. She's like, I'm going to help out Greg. And then she picked up, like, two plates, a couple of cans, and then she's like, no, this is overwhelming. I can't do this. This is too much stuff. And then she just put it back on the table. I'm like,
well,
yeah.
I saw the 32 cans of White Claws all over the place that were full. I'm
all
like, I'm not responsible.
That is so annoying. They were all half full. I could have killed
them. I wanted to help so bad, Benny. You saw. I was like, I got this. Then I was like, no, I don't.
Nope. Did we shut your windows or your French doors? Because you went to sleep. Was all that open in the morning? Like, did we leave your house completely open? Do you remember?
Not only did you leave my house completely open, you also left the front door was unlocked.
No.
So I could have been murdered at any moment.
Oh, my God.
It wasn't open, but it was definitely unlocked. Gate open. There was a note that said, go on in. There's lots of half full White Claws if anybody's thirsty.
Well, you know who the last one to leave was?
Art.
Yes.
Who was it?
Yes, it was.
You, because you couldn't figure out how to call Uber.
That doesn't sound like me. I don't
know. Art was physically at the party, but he was not really at the party.
Oh, my gosh. So fun. You can hear it in my voice. Still paying for it. All right. Well, we're coming back. We got Secret Sound to play. $1,200 in the jackpot. If you think you know what the sound is, be here in 6 minutes. We're playing. Hang on.
Let's go.
Secret Sound.
$1,200 could be Ryan in Livermore's. What's up, Ryan? Good morning.
Good morning. You guys are the best station in the Bay. Best station to play in my truck all the time.
Woo! Give him that money. He doesn't even need to play.
You win.
Pay this guy off, Art.
Will do.
Ryan, welcome to the Secret Sound, my friend. Here we go. We're going to play the sound one more time. Here it is. And before you guess, we'll give you another clue.
Sometimes I put cream in my coffee.
All right. Sometimes I put cream in my coffee. All right, Ryan, for $1,200, what do you think it is?
All right. Is it a pile or pyramid of cups falling over?
Okay. Is it a pile or pyramid of cups falling over? Is that the secret sound?
So sad.
All right, man. Hey, we appreciate you listening in your truck. Thank you so much. And you can call back at 1220 if you want to play again. All right, bro. Have a good day.
I will. I'll see you then.
All right. Thanks, Ryan. You see, they drive trucks out in Livermore.
Yeah, they
do. That's where they drive trucks, baby.
All right. Another $100 goes in the jackpot. So $1,300 up for grabs at 1220 right here at 99.7.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
On the radio.
Hey.
It is such a Monday here at Big Bay Mornings. I'm sorry, everybody. Thank you, though, for being here and putting up with us today. We're all, listen, it's struggle city around here for us. It was a long weekend, but we made it. We're almost there.
That's
we
right.
made it. And you know that we love food here on the show. And so I'm reading this thing that I think everybody will want to know about. Fast food workers are sharing the best things on their menus that no one ever orders.
Ooh.
I'm listening.
Carl's Jr.
Okay. Double Western Bacon Burger, baby.
Well, yeah, I don't have Carl's Jr. on this. Sorry. Stick with your Bacon Western Cheeseburger. But Popeyes has an apple pie.
What?
Ooh. Yeah. Ooh. And supposedly nobody orders this apple pie, and it's deep fried.
Ooh.
Doesn't that just sound good? I want the crispy chicken sandwich and then the fried apple pie.
Yeah, give me all that diabetes.
I forgot Greg hates hot fruit.
Yes, I do. I hate cooked fruit.
Yeah.
I do not like it. You know, in Texas, they put like a piece of like that processed Kraft cheese singles. You know what I'm talking about? That
apple
they
stuff?
Put that on the apple pie.
Oh my gosh.
And they melt it. Like my dad will put a piece of processed cheese on top of his apple pie.
Artland in that Fat Boy side show. He's real excited about that cheese over there.
I guarantee you he's doing a fast food tour today. He's going to go get all these spots and get all of these.
Well, make sure you pick up your Kraft singles before you do.
Wendy's. They have melted cheese. You can order a cup of just melted cheese. You can dip your fries in it, nuggets in it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the best. I love that stuff.
Well, and that's just melted processed cheese, as you were talking about.
Delicious.
That's so good.
I almost made y'all queso for my barbecue, but it was just so much food. I was like, this is excessive.
And what is it about the Wendy's burgers? The squared-shaped patties just makes it taste better, doesn't it?
I always liked Wendy's. When I was in high school, that was my spot.
So if you're on a budget, McDonald's, you can get a cheap version of the Big Mac. So, you like Quarter Pounder. But you can order a McDouble, but you get no mustard, no ketchup on it, and you add the Mac sauce.
Ooh.
Oh, there you go. Also, you don't have the bread in the middle, too, so you cut some calories there.
Yeah,
because that's all we're worried about is that one slice of bread in the middle.
I think when you add the mac sauce, you're putting it all back on.
All right, the last one here, because Greg, I know you do like Taco Bell. You're not a big fast food guy, but you like Taco Bell, right?
Yeah, I like Taco Bell, yeah.
So you can get a cheesy gordita Dorito crunch. So basically you order the cheesy gordita crunch, but you can get the Dorito shell inside.
Oh, wow.
Ooh.
That's a game changer. Those Doritos Locos Tacos, so good. You can get 9. Oh, it's so good.
My favorite thing from Taco Bell, they don't make it anymore, but the Enchirito was the best thing ever. Mm. Ever.
All right. Fast food's on the menu today. Yeah, for sure. Let's go ahead and DoorDash and play a song while we do that. Thank you. Hello.
You're listening to Big Bay Mornings.
It's my alarm clock. I wake up to 99.7 every single morning.
Hey, we were just talking about fast food. And Greg, you were saying you used to love the Enchirito at Taco Bell. People are texting in. You can still order it. If you ask them, they'll make it.
Oh, it's off menu, but you could ask them to make it?
That's what I'm seeing on the text and hotline.
But you gave me an idea, actually. When you Googled it, you said, oh, you can make this at home. It tells you how to do it. I might stop and get the ingredients on the way home from my workout today, and I might just make Enchiritos tonight for Mark and I.
Do it. Perfect. Yeah, finish a workout and then eat an Enchirito right afterwards.
Well, I'll tell you, there's refried beans in it, so there'll be no, sexy time. There'll be no sexy time tonight if I do that.
Hey, you have a birthday shout-out before we get out of here?
They won it for you guys, but it's Kristen. Happy birthday to Kristen from her daughter, Megan.
Aww. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Kristen. Have a fabulous day. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate it. We are out of here. Back tomorrow morning for a Tuesday. And, of course, brand new Love Trap will happen tomorrow. If you miss any of the show today, though, of course, the entire show gets uploaded anywhere you get your podcasts around 11 o'clock this morning. And you got to hear the recap to our Big Bay Mornings barbecue we had on Saturday. It was a wild day. Very fun. Greg, thank you once again for hosting us.
You are welcome.
Hopefully we'll be invited again because we destroyed the house a little bit. But
I need 6 to 9 months after that. I need 6 to 9 months. And I appreciate Nikki, because she eats the food that I make. The rest of y'all dilly-dallied for hours before. I mean, she got right to business. She sat down. She grabbed those ribs. She got everybody. It's like you need that one person to start before everybody else will eat. Nikki didn't waste no time.
Nope, sat right down. And Greg's Mac Salad, he made Hawaiian style, and I appreciated that. Delicious. Also, black eyed peas for Benny.
Yeah.
Right. We did Hawaiian, we did Texan, we did it all.
Mm-hmm. It was so good. All right, everybody, have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Peace.
Big Bay Mornings.
It's like our generation.
Hear every show, every day. Download the 99.7 Now app from your app store.